Well, good morning. Today I'm going to tell you the story of Billy the Wayward Goat. Do you know what goats are? And do you know where a goat lives? He lived in a pasture at a farm. And it was a big pasture. It had a lot of grass there. And goats like grass. They like to eat in it. They like to play on it. And there were trees he could get under in the shade, when there was shade. And there was water there. And if the weather got bad, there was a barn he could go into. And he just had a lot of fun there. But there was just one thing he didn't like. Fences. Around the whole outside of the pasture was a fence. And he couldn't stand fences. Fences won't let you do what you want to do. And he said to the other goats, he says, why can't we go outside that fence? And they said, the fence is good. It protects us. He says, no, he says, it just gets in our way. And he looked around. One day, as he was looking all around the edge of the fence, he found a hole in the fence just his size. And what did he do? He went through the hole, he snuck out, and he was going out there, and he'd go where he could see the other animals. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of fun out there, and he's running around, and he was playing, and he was bouncing around, and it's getting later in the day, and he's thinking, well, I probably ought to get back to my house, and he's looking around, now, where do I go? And he saw something, another little animal out there, not too far away from him, and it was about this tall, this long, and had a big bushy tail and a sharp pointed nose and sharp ears. What do you suppose he was?
A dog.
A fox. You got it. Yes. And that fox was very interested in Billy. And Billy didn't like how interested the fox was in him. And Billy was trying to get away. And everywhere Billy went, the fox was following him. And Billy tried to run away from the fox, and the fox was just running right with Billy. And as they were running around, so Billy ran through the horse's pen. He figured that'll be safe there. The horses didn't like Billy in the horse's pen. And they were chasing him and trying to stomp him, and he just barely got out of there. And as he came out of the horse's pen, there was this great big woolly dog started barking at him and chasing him. And everywhere he went was this dog, and the dog was barking and making all sorts of noise. And finally, it had him cornered over in one spot. And poor little Billy, he just knew he was going to be eaten as this big dog was standing there. And he hears the farmer's voice, that's a good job, Shep. The old sheepdog had cornered Billy, and he picked him up. He says, well, little fella, he says, tomorrow I'll put you back where you belong, and tomorrow we're going to find that hole so you don't get out again. Billy found something out. Fences are really there to protect you. Do you have any fences in your life?
Yes.
Yeah, well, yeah, that thing there. But rules are fences, aren't they? Don't go playing after dark. Don't go play in the street. Don't go to a park by yourself. All these little fences in there, they're really for your own good. And just like Billy, those fences are there to protect us. Let's pray here. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for the rules that are there to protect us, for the fences that you've made to protect us, and we thank you for your loving care. We pray that we'd be could love and honor you in all our ways. For your holy name, amen. Okay, here's your offering.